Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Here's what 2025 sounds like. At least in Auckland, New Zealand, where the new year has already arrived, celebrations and fireworks as the clock struck midnight. Here at home, a massive security presence in New York's Times Square ahead of the ball drop. A U.S. team of investigators has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation of the Jeju Airlines crash that left 179 dead. Pilot and ABC News contributor John Nance says the investigation will take time.
As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised to see a final report take a year. By the same token, we will know very rapidly what some of the major factors were.
Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide, with New Hampshire seeing very high activity, according to the CDC. Vaccination rates across the country remain low. President-elect Trump expressing strong support for House Speaker Mike Johnson, keeping his leadership job, praising him as a good, hardworking, religious man. This is ABC News. Israel this morning saying it intercepted a missile fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen, prompting warning sirens last night in Tel Aviv. The FBI warning celebrities about rings of thieves targeting the rich and famous. ABC's Trevor Ault.
Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic, the latest in the growing list of victims.
Fire! Fire!
Thieves reportedly making off with $30,000 worth of jewelry. His rep telling ESPN no one was home at the time, and thankfully Luka and his family are safe. The FBI says organized theft groups from South America target athletes' homes due to the perception they may have high-end goods like designer handbags, jewelry, watches, and cash, often tracking potential victims using social media.
And several pro leagues urging players to beef up their home security. And the FDA set to start testing cheese made with raw milk for bird flu. Federal officials are considering labeling unpasteurized cheeses as high-risk choices. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie safety Evan Williams with a quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there like a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind north to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries, our low 23. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Boy, I almost... You know
Boy,
what?
You talk about last hitting the post, it will hit your head.
Of the year. And I haven't missed a good morning for the... I would have missed that for that 1 year. For, yeah, one, for that, the entire year. Todd, I made it.
Didn't have his headphones
the
on.
The ironic thing is that yesterday for your New Year's resolutions, you said something about this is the first time you've never been late.
Yeah, in my entire life.
Yep.
And I was almost there right there. First time in my life that I've never been late for a radio show was this year.
The first time you made them all.
Yes. And I almost just blew it on the last day of the year. But you know why? Because I was trying to make coffee.
I know.
And why can't I make coffee?
Use the one.
I did.
The one? No, use the one in the back. That's
I still
the better
screwed
coffee
up.
Maker.
Even I still screwed up using a Craig.
So what he did was he put it in and then he opened it up and put it in again. Well, that makes extra holes in the top. And so then all the grounds come out.
So that, a whole cup of grounds.
Yeah. I didn't.
What do I end it?
Why did you turn?
Hear about Mino?
Why did you?
Die right. At work. What? Heart attack? No. No. Somebody kill him?
No.
Huh? What? Can't make coffee. Choked on the grounds.
That can happen.
How can he not make coffee? I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Okay. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but why did there double holes? Did you turn the?
I don't know.
I think you did. Yeah, that's it kind of locks in and everything. Then you just hit the button. Well, that's. I'm sure there's got to be a manual around there somewhere.
Sometimes I feel like you need to do it twice to make sure it's in really good.
Yeah, good idea.
Don't do that. Don't touch it. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yells at us. So, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's Eve.
I know. New Year's Eve, right.
Did you do your resolutions?
That Civic Media asked for?
Yeah.
I'm working on it. How about you?
I sent mine in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to do that today.
I think we should. And then, you know what? Because it's one of those things. Here's what I think we should do. And for the people listening, we want your... By the way, folks, we got a great show today.
And what happened? Tell them it's kind of an anniversary show,
yeah,
too, a little bit.
It's like,
not for us. For
Green Bay.
Yeah, for Green Bay. That's what I meant.
I mean, so obviously it's the anniversary of the Ice Bowl in this state, 1967. And, you know, the Ice Bowl is the big thing. So we're kind of... And I know people, oh, we've heard about that. I don't give a crap. We're going big-time Ice Bowl today. And we've got some guests that are really pretty cool. And I'll tell you who they are. First of all, Tony Walters, longtime sports editor, reporter. I think he did everything for the Press Gazette.
Boy, did he.
Didn't he?
Yep.
I mean, every section or whatever.
Right. Editorial and then sports and, you know, obviously covered this, the community. And
And wrote a really good book on the Ice Bowl.
Right.
Really good book on the Ice Bowl. Okay, so we got Tony Walters coming on to talk about that at 7 o'clock. We're revisiting the Ice Bowl, just so you know, folks. You don't like it, I don't care. We're going to do it anyway. Well, no, I mean, it's Green Bay. I mean,
yeah, but people can say, okay, enough. But
I don't care.
This is, well, it's going to be interesting. It's not going to be John. Tell me why it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
We have different people coming in to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it.
Wait, we're dressed in black today, huh?
Yeah. It's
wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So anyway, okay. So Tony Walters.
Right.
All right. Then at 7 o'clock, isn't that 7? Oh, yeah. Tony at 7. I'm sorry. Tony at 7 o'clock. Then at 7:30, we've got Chuck Wellens. Chuck's story is tremendous. Chuck is in my book, 50 Strong, United States Army in Vietnam. He was on one of the hills overlooking Khe Sanh, which shortly after was one of the biggest battles in the entire Vietnam War. I mean, just horrific battle. They thought it was going to be another Dien Bien Phu, where the Vietnamese overtook the French in 1954, and they thought that's what was going to happen again. So we put so much manpower, we bombed the crap out of them, and nothing really helped. They just kept coming and coming and coming. They had some horrific battles there, and my man Chuck Wellens was there on one of the hills overlooking it, and they got overrun. It was whatever. But that's not the story. As great of a story as that is, the bottom line is Chuck was on guard duty one night, middle of the night, all night long. He's one of the young guys. And they would tune in, like, they'd listen to the radios, but they could also tune into Armed Forces Radio. And he couldn't believe it. And, well, he'll tell the story. When he's turning around here, he said, live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh. And it was the Ice Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we also got my buddy Ron Umentum on.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a Vietnam vet, 25th Infantry. Okay. He is part of the classic, one of the classic pictures of him. I think he was the highest guy on the goalpost where they tore down the goalpost after the game.
That's amazing that they got away with that.
I know.
And they carried it, right?
You know what? I was just reading about this, Jim. There's an article, I think, in the Press Gazette about the history of tearing down goalposts.
Right.
And it was, but it was, get this, it wasn't until, I want to say 1982 was like the last time they did it when the Packers beat the Cardinals.
No. In the 80s, they were still doing that?
Yeah. So then, like, you were, obviously you weren't mayor.
No.
But as the mayor, the city council, or somebody put out a proclamation, if you're on the field after the game, it's like a $500 fine.
And they read that at every game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they finally had to do that because of people going on the, but they, I didn't realize this, they tore down the goalposts in 1982?
Yeah, that surprises me. Yeah. No, that is, it's an ordinance. It's not. A proclamation.
Or whatever.
I just want to say that it's an ordinance, and it, right, you can get a ticket for being on the field. And I think that's awesome when they read that, because everybody, and this is a rule by the city of Green Bay.
Yes.
You know, and approved by the mayor or the city of Green Bay and city council. And that reminds those people that the stadium's in the city of Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Everything's in
Green Bay.
We're not swapping it now. Yeah, no, you're not. Yeah, That's our ordinance. That's how we're going to keep it.
Yes. But anyway. I want to talk.
But Ron took that. He was one of the guys that took the goal
post. I think he's the top guy on the post. And he'll tell you about it. He'll look around and say, oh, crap, now what do I do?
Wow, because that's up there, right?
Oh, it's way. And it's a classic picture. I hope he brings in the copy of the picture. It was all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a few months later, he was in Vietnam. So we got through. And then our next guest, a guy that was a fan at that game. Okay, he was a fan at that game. Okay. Became fairly well known for his exploits in Vietnam and in football. Rocky Blyer. Rocky Blyer will be joining us. Rocky has a great story about him being at that game as a fan.
I bet.
And a great story about, he was also part of one of the other greatest games in NFL history, the Immaculate Reception with Franco Harris and Terry Bradshaw. He was a part of both those, but with a very, very, very unique twist to both.
I bet.
What did you hear, Rocky? So we've got Tony Walters, who wrote the book on the Ice Bowl. Thank you, Todd. Todd, this is a little embarrassing when you bring this in here. Could you just leave it over there from now on?
Yeah, right.
I catch some crap on that, Todd, just so you know. People are like, why would you stop spoiling Mino?
I got my own coffee. Anyway, go ahead.
I kind of feel, okay, can I be honest? When Todd brings me the coffee, I kind of feel like that guy at the home. Here, Mr. Mino, I got you your tea. I kind of feel, so let me tell you again about 1977. Right. Oh, I feel like that guy.
Sorry,
a little
Mr. Mino,
bit.
I've got another
like I'm talking, you know, I feel like a little bit,
you sit there watching,
I feel like in Titanic when they're talking to the really old lady.
It's been 87 years, whatever.
And guy goes, we understand. You can go slush. That's not what I meant. So I feel like that, like everybody's gathering and Todd has to bring my stuff because I don't know how to make coffee. So anyway,
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, New Year's.
But learn how to make coffee.
And then we got Joe Furlow from the Grand in Oshkosh.
Yes.
About the PBS special tonight, which is great.
Four Phantoms.
You know, I just realized. So I tried watching PBS.
Yeah.
I got to subscribe to it. I didn't know you have to subscribe to PBS.
I don't think you have to.
You don't.
You don't?
No. You got to set your remote. You just have to get it reset so that it comes on when it searches channels. Do you have the antenna TV? Or you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Spectrum. And then whatever. I don't know. No,
I think you just have to put in your area code and stuff like that so it chooses the right one.
Or register
something like
or something. Yeah. I got to do something. Something. Yeah.
Okay. And if you can't make coffee, that ain't going to happen. So. That's nice.
I didn't want to say that.
It's all spectrum. Wow.
I did not want to say that, Todd, but thank you.
So not only do they have the Four Phantoms show tonight on PBS, which should be awesome, but they're
again,
also...
Again, let's back up to that from like last summer, Todd. Go ahead.
Yeah, last spring,
just
they
so
had...
exciting.
They had the Four Phantoms in, four of the leads from Phantom of the Opera come into the Grand in Oshkosh. They ripped everything out and got it set up for an actual TV taping for PBS. They use those a lot for their fund drives and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's played all across the United States already, but it hasn't played here in Northeast Wisconsin. So this will be the first time that you'll be able to actually see it. And then the other thing that's really cool is they're expanding. They're building on to their building so that they have more of a welcoming place. So there's a big expansion being
on the street part.
In the parking lot next to them, there's enough room for them to do an expansion, which will be their main entrance. So
in the foyer and who's who and walk, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
oh, they're here.
Oh yeah, big time.
Coming a little bit late.
I gotta tell you, folks, if you haven't been to the Grand in Oshkosh, you should go. Oh, they've got a fun. Like I said, I'm hoping to take my granddaughters to that dog show.
Yeah,
where those dogs do tricks and everything like that. I would love to go to that, spend a night downtown Oshkosh. I think that'd be awesome. But that Grand, just, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of like your daughter. I'm a lot like your daughter, Greta.
No, you're not.
Is she going to be happy to hear that?
She does listen.
We both.
At night. She's not listening right now. She'll download the show tonight. Anyway, yes.
We both feel really comfortable on a stage like that.
No?
What? When I stood on the stage of the Grand, I could have done, you know, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. You know what I mean?
Yes, that you see those lights.
When
those
I was
seats?
At the wide, it's just I become alive.
Yeah. No, I
was born for Broadway.
Well,
I was born for Broadway. I'm going to be honest with you.
But. Were they? Anyway.
I know. Maybe Greta and I could do a two-person play sometime.
Well, she likes music.
I know.
She likes to sing.
So do I. Be,
okay. All right. Well, that's cool then.
Yep.
You'd be like that guy that didn't really sing. He just kind of said the words and kind of up and down.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? I was in a play at Arizona State.
Yeah.
And everybody had to sing. It was called The Rhymers of Eldritch. Okay. Yeah. Kind of an obscure play, I guess. Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Rhymers of Eldritch. And I played the part of the minister. Huh. Nelly Winrod. Okay. And anyway, all right. So one of the scenes, we had to all walk around and thing and sing, and he walks with me and he talks with. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that was in a play. All right.
And the professor said, John, you do a great job as an orator. And I mean, that's why we selected you over several others. Yeah, thank you.
Right.
The singing part, we walk around just a little off of every. No disrespect. You're great in your own right, but harmonizing is
not your thing.
So we just want you to walk around and kind of nod like you're approving of them singing. Honest to God, truth.
He made you feel special.
Yes, he
That's
did.
That's awesome. What a great theater.
This morning I'm playing number one songs from each of the years. Okay, you got to guess what year this is, John.
I don't know. It's
1973.
73 on the money. The number one song of the year. Tony Orlando and Don.
Right.
Hey, Don was pretty hot.
Which one?
The taller one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can talk. We got to set a break. Great show coming up.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. January 16th at 7 p.m., Boys Varsity Hockey plays Appleton North at Appleton. Then at 7:30, Girls Varsity Basketball travels to the FHS Fieldhouse to take on Fond du Lac High. Meanwhile, at 7:30, Boys Varsity Basketball plays Fond du Lac High School at home. At 6 and 7:45 p.m. on January 16th is Boys Varsity Wrestling Double Duels at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30 is the Boys Varsity Invitational at Appleton North High. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Now people have to be in their head today. We got to get on to another song.
Do you still want me?
Okay, back to your...
Oh, I'm asking you a question. Okay, so Tony Orlando.
Play director.
Oh, yeah, that's a true story.
It is.
I wouldn't make that up, trust me.
I said back to that because you were singing off key.
Todd, what can you look up?
I kind of tied it together.
Like a yellow ribbon. Can I talk?
Yeah.
That's one of my things, you know, my resolutions.
Not to interrupt you so much.
Do you have my resolutions handy, Todd?
Yeah, someplace.
Is one not to interrupt me so often?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see.
Wow.
You'll see. We want people, we got a text here, Terry, tough overtime loss for the Green Knights last night to Platteville.
I'll
tell you what, that ain't bad, man. Number 5 team in the country in Division III. That's great job, Gary Gresham, fellas. Oh, do you have them, Todd? Do you have my New Year's resolution?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead and read them. Jim, I wish you don't have a bell, did you?
No.
Okay. Just give me a ping if you agree with them.
All right, let me go bring the bell in.
Oh, okay. We want Jim to be the judge on these. Okay, right. And people, please text us your New Year's resolutions. Please let us know.
Mine are like more practical.
I'm disappointed. I'm really disappointing myself in 2024.
Test bell. Okay. Disappointing yourself.
Yeah, I didn't get nearly enough accomplished that I plan on accomplishing. I'll explain that. All right. Here we go.
All right. So,
number one.
Biggest accomplishment of the year, showing up on time for every single show of the year. That's something I've never done in my radio career. It was close several times this year, but I made it. Living right upstairs of the studio may have helped me achieve this goal. Bell on that?
I
was here for the opening good morning every single show.
The only time was Oshkosh, but that was both of you.
Yeah, that was, can't believe right. that one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, he gave me the bell because he was involved with that
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Just in case that comes back
at you.
Right.
Says, looking forward to making an even bigger impact in the community through our show. Although we dominant in picking up trash.
We were dominant.
You were dominant in picking up trash on Earth Day. Hard to improve on that. Not a cigarette butt for miles around. Does he get a bell on that?
No, we can do much. That was a great thing we did. There's so many things we can serve meals.
Yeah.
Yes,
but why did you have to put that whole tag on the end? Just say,
what do you mean? We were phenomenal that day. We picked up every cigarette butt within an 8-block radius.
Yeah, about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Come on,
All right. Well, I'm in that one, too. Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to get in the habit of letting Jim and guests finish a sentence before I jump in.
No, you can't. Pull that back. Let him finish.
Yeah, let me finish. You may not ring it then.
You might not ring. Go ahead.
I'd like to get into the habit of letting Jim and guests finish a sentence before I jump in. Although, let's be honest, they all need to talk faster. Just saying.
Oh, boo. No. What? No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. You talk faster.
I need to talk faster?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that a lot. No. I have not heard that a lot, Johnny.
Even corporate said slow down, didn't they?
Exactly. Right. Point? Yes. I think I got a memo or an email or something.
Now you're
going
to start listening to corporate now. The last day of the year, all of a sudden you become a corporate man.
Well,
okay.
Just to unring a bell, yes.
All right. Here's the next one. I'd like to lose 20 pounds and run a marathon.
That's never going to happen.
Todd finishes. Is that too much to ask, Todd?
So I'd like to lose 20 pounds and run a marathon, 15 and run a 5K, lose 5 and walk a 3K.
That's my goal.
Okay. Can I get a bell for that? Yeah, that you do.
New tradition, staying awake until the new year is rung in. Haven't done that in a while, or maybe I have. Some of those nights are a little foggy.
I believe all that.
Okay, yeah. Give me a bell.
All right.
Past resolution. Many years ago, I made a resolution to never drink expensive wine. I'm proud to say I have stuck with it.
No doubt. Unless someone else is buying. Mm.
And I will celebrate New Year's Eve with a steak, lasagna, and a good movie, and I'll fall asleep about 11:15.
Those are mine. We need texters. We need you to give us some New Year resolutions that you think we should abide to. Give us some New Year's resolutions. Yeah, we want them to, here's what we want you guys to do.
To write your own, your wife writes one, your mom writes one.
Well, yeah, about us. We want you people to write New Year's resolutions for us, please.
All right?
Little prize package for the best one.
You know what I'm going to do? It's going to take me years to get caught up, but one of my New Year's resolutions is to watch a movie once a month, because I never know what movies you're talking about.
Oh, old movies.
I don't know.
I'll give you a list.
Yeah, I like that. 12 for the year.
Yes.
Or maybe I could do 26. Maybe I could do every 2 weeks. I don't really like sitting down. I have to do it in the morning or afternoon.
What movie do I refer to the most, do you think?
That
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah. Well, I didn't like that. Remember I said
yeah, I know. It's a little different. Yeah, you got to either really be into that or not.
Anyway,
we got a text here. Hey, Jim, March 22nd, Grant and Oshkosh Super Tramp tribute.
All right. And March 22nd.
Yep.
March 22nd. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Texter. Thank you, Texter. Thank you very much.
Okay. That is awesome. Spend the night. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I agree. Who texted in?
You want to go?
Terry.
All right. Let's go.
Thank you, Terry. Again, resolutions for us is what we're looking for. But once again, we got a great lineup. Tony Walters, former Green Bay Press Gazette, do-it-all kind of guy, who wrote that great book on the Ice Bowl a couple of years ago. He'll be on. Chuck Wellens, who listened to the Ice Bowl while at the top of a mountain in Vietnam. Ron Umentum, who is on a famous picture tearing down the goalpost at Lambeau Field. And then the legendary Rocky Blyer, who was at the Ice Bowl and has a very interesting story as a fan, as a young fan at the Ice Bowl. And then Joe Furlow, the Grand Oshkosh, with a PBS special tonight and their expansion, the whole thing. And that's going to be really interesting. And again, if you tuned in a little bit late, spring, May, June, somewhere where they were talking about PBS coming in and kind of taking over the place so they could televise a worldwide special. And that's going to air tonight.
Yeah.
The worldwide special that PBS shot.
Four Phantoms.
The Four Phantoms. So
that's some pretty good music.
Couple of texts coming in for you guys. Okay. Vicky says, would like John to find a way to say sauna. And sauna. Jim say linens once a week in 2025.
Okay. All right. Sauna and linens once a week. I think we incorporate that.
Michael says, have a guy's night out with Jim, John, and Todd.
I'm good with that. Then John, we got another one here. John wants to let people finish speaking, yet he cuts in on Todd with every single bullet point.
There you go.
Well, that's different.
Thank you, Texter.
Yeah, I'm not in that category. I'm not Jim nor
that's
a guest.
Right. Did I mention Todd? Right. Come in. No. Todd likes when I interrupt him.
Yes.
He's told me that.
I'm sure.
Do me a favor. Interrupt as much as possible.
Go to Tix in Suamico for a remote and fundraiser for the community shelter. That was another one. Tix.
I will do that.
That's the one Michael.
Yeah.
He did mention that.
What do they have that's supposed to be really good?
I don't think that's a great Tix.
Great what?
Would you go to a restaurant called Tix?
Oh, the name. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I think it's great, too.
There's a place up around Crimmins called the Wood Tick Lounge. Oh, yeah, I don't get that. It's probably the guy's nickname. It's probably last name is Ticknerson or something.
They call him Tick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're big with smoked food or something, aren't they, Todd?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, like brisket and stuff like that.
Yeah. Where are people going tonight? We want to know that, too. How do you guys celebrate New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
How do you celebrate New Year's Eve? You want to know how I celebrate New Year's Eve 1975? I'll tell you later. Back after this.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday. Happy New Year's Eve. Today is often a day for reflection, and as we round out the year, we recap 2024 with Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around.
Steffes Group has been in the business of marketing farm, construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auctions for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region of the United States, their team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffes today.
Gene Schrieffer leads Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. He reflects on how the FSA office has been able to adapt to some of the challenges since he started with the office about 4 years ago.
We were in the midst, turned out to be the tail end of COVID, doing a lot more remote work. And thinking back to those times and before then, it wasn't until we had our backs against the wall that we were forced to change, to learn different ways of delivering farm programs. You know, and I remember USDA, FSA offices, NRCS offices were closed. It was remote. We had to do things by phone. Thinking about all the times I had to come into the office to fill out my crop reporting, fill out this form, complete this survey, whatever. It's like, oh, how are we going to do that? And we figured it out, or they figured it out. I hope we continue with that momentum.
Gene Schrieffer is the director of Wisconsin's Farm Service Agency. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. The state's show pig industry continues to grow, and it's drawing families from not only farms or hobby farms, but also urban areas. And as the demand for show pigs rises, Wisconsin breeders are stepping up to meet it. The swine team with the Division of Extension is hosting the Show Pig Symposium. This will be on January 11th at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. The event is open to everyone, from first-time pig owners to experienced breeders. Attendees are asked to register by January 3rd. You can do that at WPPA.org. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Happy New Year's Eve.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the mid-30s this afternoon. The wind north to northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, a few flurries, our low 23. Tomorrow, it will be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the most recognized traditions associated with the new year is making resolutions or goal setting. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting, and she says before one starts to set goals for the new year, it's best to take a moment and reflect on the year that's ending.
What do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? Do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it?
Wright said looking back over the past year's accomplishments can give you momentum as you set your goals for the new year. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of the year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, MAD encourages everyone to spread the message, never drive impaired, and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the United States is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin says those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety by helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a ride share. Hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
A number one song from what year, John Minow?
Okay, I remember this was the opening theme to Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, which would have been about 1981. I'm going to go 1980. 81?
Nope, 1979.
Crap. Do you remember the opening theme? But they didn't say Sharona?
No.
My blah, blah, blah.
My marijuana? No.
My.
I remember that.
Going to write it down?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can see it from here.
Okay.
Do you understand what that is, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's move on here.
Yes. Yeah. What people are doing tonight, this is a good one.
Go ahead.
This guy's going to a relative's house for a bourbon tasting party. I just hope that, you know.
Luann, thank you, Luann.
You know, sometimes.
Yeah. I got to tell you something, though. I'm shocked at how bourbon over the last few years, unless I've been, you know, living under the rug, how expensive and how these clubs take it really serious.
Well, that's what she's doing tonight.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's a bourbon tasting. Everybody's got to bring a bottle.
I mean, I've heard, you know, years ago, you hear about wine. Everybody bring a bottle of wine.
Right. Well, that's, you know, $11. This stuff is, you know, a heck of a lot more than that. And if you want to, you know, New Year's Eve can impress your friends, you could spend some serious money.
Oh, like you could spend $5,000 on a bottle of Van Winkle's. Wow. Luann, tell us what's the most expensive one you're going to have there tonight.
70, 80. No, not going to. Maybe it'll be over.
Well, no, I'm just saying, but bourbon has become such an amazing thing. Todd, when did this happen? You seem like a kind of guy that would be.
I have your finger
on the pulse of that.
No.
But bourbon, did we talk about that? That means it's from Kentucky, right?
It's
kind of the same as whiskey, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, as much as I've enjoyed it in my lifetime, the difference between just like rye whiskey and bourbon and scotch, I don't know what makes one something. All I know is scotch tastes terrible.
So I was going to say that. I mean, one of those things that
you got to have a real acquired taste for that one. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think scotch is different than those three things you mentioned.
Right. But I think it's close to being the same.
Is it? Okay, but anyway, that bourbon, I think bourbon's just really geographical manufacturing that it comes out of Kentucky.
Okay, and I think one is how long it stays in the barrel.
I'm bringing in a list for you guys.
Okay, okay. Awesome. Got one here from Michael. Going to Chicago tonight. Dinner with friends and a party.
That sounds like the place to go.
My favorite place in Chicago.
Now, they have fireworks downtown there.
Why don't we have fireworks here anymore?
Don't know.
Somebody actually asked me, oh, my God, Mino, you live on the Fox River. That's going to be so cool having the fireworks tonight. I'm like, are we? Like, I don't know.
All right. To be considered bourbon.
Here we go.
To be considered bourbon whiskey, so bourbon is a subset of whiskey. All right, so to be bourbon whiskey, you must meet the following criteria. Origin, bourbon must be made and aged in the United States.
Okay.
Bourbon must be made from a mash bill that's at least 51% corn. Now, that's interesting,
okay,
right?
Okay, it's corn, okay.
Bourbon must be distilled to a proof no higher than 160, which is 80% alcohol by volume. No higher than...
I never know those things, but go ahead.
Well, no, that you just double the...
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels. Well, now this is
okay,
cool.
That's the barrel part. Okay.
Listen to this. Bourbon must be aged in new charred oak barrels. Wow, you can use maple. For at least 2 years for straight bourbon. Wow, so you know the bourbon you get. You say, oh, give me a glass of straight bourbon. Probably expensive. But it's been aged.
So when they say charred, you mean like charred fire, flame charred? Okay.
I think so. That's what I would think too. Because you see those pictures of them making it on those illegal distilleries. Many premium bourbons are aged for 5 to 12 years or even as long as 27 years.
Wow!
28 years you put it in your gas tank.
Wow!
Bottling. Bourbon must be bottled at no less than 80% proof. We said that already. 80 proof, 40% alcohol. No coloring or flavor can be added. Isn't that nice? And the term bourbon is legally protected under Title 27 of the Code of Federal Regulations.
Is it 40% the highest you can go in the United States for alcohol?
No, 100 proof is...
No. No, but it's the alcohol. I think 40% is as high as you can go, isn't it?
No, to sell it? If it's 50%...
But if you went to a liquor store down the street here, if you went to Alloway Liquor, would they have anything that's more than 40% by volume, alcohol by volume? Because that's what it always says in the thing. 40% by volume.
Well, not on everything. It varies a lot.
I've never seen higher than 40%.
No, but you've seen lower all over the place. But I don't know about that. Isn't there something that's...
I've never seen it.
So the highest alcohol content you can buy is a spiritus vodka. It's a Polish vodka. 96% alcohol, 192 proof. So it's stronger than Everclear's 190 proof.
Holy. Wow. Wow. Yeah. Do they even sell Everclear anymore?
I don't know.
Used to be the thing in college you'd put in punch.
The Wapatuli party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are dangerous.
Oh, man. So anyway, Luann says the host is supplying the bourbon. That actually sounds like fun. I would love to try other bourbons.
You can just send the address to Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got text, wandering around little town. Oh, he's, okay. No, this is Kyle. This is Kyle talking about how I probably spent New Year's Eve 1975.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wandering around a little town by myself. No,
title
looking
town.
Like lost.
Does that say little town?
Title town.
Oh. Walking around Titletown by myself, looking like a lost tourist, probably eating hours-old gas station bacon cheeseburgers, hoping to find my missus right now, Kyle. No, I'm talking about 1975, Kyle.
Yeah, not last year.
Worked at the Holiday gas station in Virginia, Minnesota, till 10 o'clock. Freezing cold, beyond belief cold. Everybody else all dressed up in their finery. You know what I mean? All going out. It's like, what am I doing working for $2 an hour at a Holiday gas station? Okay. And then afterwards, we go out to this bar that we went to in Virginia, just a dive bar. Okay. That we always went to. It's literally 50 cents a beer, if that. And somehow they decided that night they were going to have female entertainment. Okay. Hmm. And remember this girl who was not attractive, just making a few extra bucks. And she comes down to get her glass of whatever. And I look at her arms, and they're just scarred up. Just look like somebody burnt her with cigarettes. And I thought, oh, this poor girl was, abusive. And I go, hey, how you doing? Fine. They don't like, and I wasn't trying. can I ask you something? And I'm, you know, can I ask you something? You know, will you marry me?
Yeah.
How'd you get those scars on your arm? And she goes, from work. I go to you. She goes, I'm a welder. It's like, did she? Is it weird that was kind of hot? Because the movie then came, or the movie years later then came out, Flashdance. Remember she was a welder?
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there
maybe it was based on her.
Maybe it was. Maybe she was the inspiration. With her that night. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that was my most memorable. What about you, Jim?
Wow. No, I don't know, John.
Same?
I gotta,
Jim,
yeah, same.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you, we had a great party the 2000.
Okay.
You know, did trivia from different decades and just, it was, you know, the world was going to end, right?
So you, you know what?
That was a good party, too.
I remember that night. I was supposed to be in San Francisco that night for UW Green Bay against University of San Francisco.
Really?
And I loved going to San Francisco. I went for Green Bay or for Packer games. And that's when I blew out my back and I couldn't travel. I could barely walk. I herniated two discs in my back. And that's how I spent New Year's Eve listening to a different, the San Francisco radio announcer do the GB game. That was terrible. You know what I mean? That was like, ah, yeah, in San Francisco for this.
So, but you remember what you did New Year's Eve, the year 2000? Like, it's,
well, that was the night.
Yeah. Right, I know, but I'm saying they kind of blend together. Do you remember where you, what you did 2000?
Yeah.
What, 99 to 2000? I mean, that's what I meant, 99.
Yeah, I literally, this company I was working for, we all had to work at the station because they thought all the computers were going to go down.
Exactly. Well, that's what I mean.
Don't be in an airplane.
No. Nope.
You know, I mean.
Well, that's the thing. I would have been, well, it would have been the next day, you know, on a plane, but.
Did that factor in?
Yeah. Oh. No. I couldn't. I would have gone to San Francisco in a heartbeat.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
I remember New Year's Eve, 1980. Oh, I shouldn't even say because I get the years wrong. I always get it wrong where it's like the day before. 81, 82, 1982. My daughter, Amber, was born. And sitting in the waiting room watching some college football game, you know, the Tangerine Bowl or something.
Yeah.
And it was the University of Virginia against somebody. And I remember this quarterback that for Virginia, I remember thinking, this kid's not bad. Don Majkowski.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I've actually told Don that story.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And there's a weird connection. And I know I've told this story. There's a weird connection between my daughter and Majkowski then, where she just like idolized him. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You told me. Yes.
Remember that story I told you where she wrote the letter and everything? Mm-hmm. And it was weird. I'd never known her to idolize a player before, but it was just a weird little thing, isn't it?
Yeah, same date. Yeah.
Yeah. I got this text from Cowboy Dave. I used to have a bottle of Ron Rico Rome, 180 proof. 180 or 160? 160 proof. What is Ron Rico? Is that rum?
I think it was rum.
Rum?
Is that Rome or rum?
Rum. Oh, it must be rum, huh, Todd? It's supposed to be rum. Rum.
It is rum.
Rum. Yes. That's another one I don't like.
No, I'm with you.
I don't like scotch. I don't like rum.
Scotch is good.
And what else don't I like? There's one other one I don't like. Scotch, rum, gin. You always laugh when I say that.
I don't know.
Gin to you was like Tang to me,
well,
wasn't it?
Well, it grew up with a lot of gin. Yeah, just that was.
I always, Todd, I always feel like you take a whole bunch of those air fresheners and grind them all up and mix them with some rubbing alcohol and you've got gin.
Just go out to your evergreen tree in the backyard. Because that's what it is,
it's
little berries on the evergreens.
Yeah, that's an acquired taste, gin.
Really acquired.
Here's the thing. Who's like, hey, let's pick those things and see what they're like.
Right. That also.
I wonder about that about a lot of things.
Of course.
But gin, I think, is one of the higher alcohol content beverages.
Is it?
I think it is. But I don't know.
Say, okay, so if you go to order a martini.
Mm-hmm. Gin.
You said, I'd like a martini. Do they ask you what kind, or do they automatically give you gin?
I think unless you tell them differently, it's a gin.
It's a gin martini.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
A martini is considered gin, unless you say something else.
Well, I think it started as a gin martini, and then somebody, let's do a vodka martini. I don't know. But gin martinis, I think we could call a bartender, but I'm sure if you say, hey, look at me, a martini straight up, double olives, it's going to be a gin martini.
Okay.
I would bet. I would think.
Because martinis have gotten crazy, right? All the different types. Because Don and Kohler, one of the big things is the coffee martinis or something.
You know, I mean, it's like Starbucks, right? I mean, you really have to have this. Let's just stick with the good old.
I know, but it's almost like, okay, gin and grapefruit juice. It's called a salty dog. Oh, my God.
What year?
Oh, my God. Don't.
Shh.
It was the number one song.
1965.
Wrong.
Later.
Oh.
What do you think, Jim?
58, 10,
we'll get
9,
one guess. We'll get one guess.
Okay, 67.
That's it.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, this is...
Wow, you're kicking my butt.
It's a good movie.
Wow, great.
Now, this movie I saw a bunch of times.
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
In that movie and Heat of the Night. Wow.
This is a
what
lot
they
more
call
meaningful.
You up there in Philadelphia, Tibbs? They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Right.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
Lulu, whatever happened to Lulu? Love of my life.
Isn't easy, but
that is a great song.
Great song. If you want it,
the violins come in.
Yeah. Great movie. Tonight's the night to watch like great old movies, though, isn't it?
Did you watch a countdown?
Yeah. Now that Dick Clark's gone.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
I don't want to watch Ryan Seacrest on another damn show that he has.
And
you know?
Get Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
So last night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, I have a meeting at the community shelter, and it's at 7, and I got there a little bit early. And they were watching Wheel of Fortune. And that's Ryan Seacrest hosts that now.
Does he?
Did you?
What did he host?
No, he does. The Wheel of Fortune. Isn't that him?
Yes, of course he does.
I didn't know that. He just said, does he?
Yeah, Pat Sajak retired.
Well, of course.
And Ryan Seacrest got the freaking gig.
Vanna's still on?
For now, yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't.
She's holding on for some cash, I think.
Well, no, but wasn't, what's his name's daughter trying to. Work her way into that?
Maybe.
The former host.
Yeah, Pat Sajak. I think she may have filled in a little bit for Vanna. But yeah, Vanna signed a contract for more money for a couple of years.
Remember when Pat Sajak was leaving and Gaffigan was talking about it? He goes, you know, everybody, it's just, that was big news. I mean, it's like, you know, he goes, well, all he's done is, and then he goes, the executive sitting around thinking, how are we going to find someone to say, it's your turn to spin the wheel? That's a pretty easy game show.
I know, right?
But
I want to be a game show host.
But that reminded me, I was telling them about, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, right? And I said, well, for the studio, I think we're going to try to launch a game show.
Yes.
I think that would be.
Yeah,
and this is what they said. Todd, I just want to tell you what they said is that you can win.
You can't kill our dreams.
No, what's the show?
It's not even the start of the new year.
He kind of can.
Wow.
Dad, you can't stop me. Yeah, I kind of can. Anyway, they win money, but you don't get the cash. You buy prizes with your money that are on the stage. And there's a show like that, but...
That was Wheel of Fortune at the beginning. You would get money in your bank, but you would buy prizes.
Yeah. And then the advertisers give you all that money.
Right. That's all free.
Right. Instead of just, here's your 25 grand, you'll buy this stuff. And they promote their products, washer and dryer, and I don't know. I got the prize thing done. I don't know what they...
I used to love it. The Price is Right, where it'd be a new luggage set. And be like, ooh!
Anyway, Todd, come on, don't stand in the way of our dreams.
Yeah, Todd, why
as long as I don't have to be involved with it.
Well, of course you're going to be. You've got to do everything.
You're the production guy.
Come on, Todd.
No.
We're just the faces.
The creative writer. No, you're the host. I'm not on this thing. I just little...
You can be a consultant.
Right.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, I'm out then. Because we'll be like two episodes in and he'll change everything.
Yeah. Okay, maybe we should do this. Okay, I got no idea. Here's what I say. I was even talking to Milton about this. Here's what we're going to do.
This is what we're going to do.
I can see that.
All right.
What do you think is the best movie to watch on like a New Year's Eve? You know, a good old movie to watch on New Year's Eve. I didn't watch a single Christmas movie this year. Not a single one. I used to watch It's a Wonderful Life all the time. I fell asleep during Christmas Vacation this year. I didn't watch Elf. I feel bad about that. I feel like Christmas came and went too fast.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about that. I liked it because with my party on the 10th, it kind of extended. And,
yeah, that's true.
And I thought it was a good Christmas. In terms of, I don't think there is a New Year's Eve movie. Like, I'd watch...
That's
like,
what I mean. Is there one?
I don't know. I'd watch Back to the Future. That was one of my favorites.
That's a great movie.
It is. It's just something to pass the time.
Ooh, here's a good one. Casablanca. Good call. Love Casablanca. Don't you?
Yeah, but on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good New Year's Eve movie. I really do.
Or else I would maybe dust off some of those, Airplane or Blazing Saddles.
Can't go wrong with you. Let's be honest.
If you just want to sit around and laugh, right?
Right.
And, which is...
Yeah. Well, Airplane especially.
Oh, man.
I can't believe they're still allowing Blazing Saddles to be aired.
I don't think they are.
They're not? Okay.
No.
They banned that one?
Yes.
They should ban
but
that
But at
one.
The time, right?
Right. At different era, different time. 50 years ago. I mean...
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, it was.
Blazing Saddles, 50?
1974.
No. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yes.
That and you know what's funny? We think about that. We look back and say, that doesn't seem that long ago. Yeah. That's something. Okay, so imagine in 1974, if you said 50 years ago, it would have been 1924.
That's really weird, right?
You know what I mean?
Prior to the Depression.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. World War I just ended.
Right.
So when you put it in a time span, as far as like, putting in the parameters, us looking back and Blake says, well, that wasn't that long ago. But in 74, you said 1924. So, oh, my God.
It's ancient time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some more movies coming in.
Yeah.
The Great Escape.
Oh,
okay. Now that's
on the River Kwai.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It's tie a yellow ribbon in that one. Okay. We're good. You can...
That's not
well,
bad.
I was doing bad.
At the end,
I was just going to just say, it's funny you can't sing.
But you can whistle.
But you can whistle.
And then you hit that last note.
No, you flattened out big time. So, all right. Well, that was interesting. All right, let's move on. Hey, but The Great Escape, that's totally worth watching.
Oh, no question.
And it's kind of a two-movie
Steve
night.
McQueen.
Yeah.
But that's a guy movie, though. That's a total guy movie.
Yeah, it is.
Hate to say it, ladies. No. Not trying to sound whatever. But that's a guy movie.
But you could pick two movies tonight. She can pick one. You can pick one. You know what I mean? Like, it's a two movie night because you probably and you turn it off and get done at 11:30. Watch the bell drop or the ball drop. I mean, and
I'm gonna bring in old black and white. I love black and white movies. First of all, Casablanca would not be bad, but I used to love The Longest Day. Did you ever see the movie The Longest Day?
Mm-mm. That prison guy?
It's about D-Day.
No,
it's got the biggest. I will say this. I bet it's got the biggest names. From top to bottom of ever any movie ever made in United States history. Biggest names in the cast in history.
Well,
the year on this number one song from the decade.
This is old.
1968.
69.
Come on!
Number one for the year 1969.
Damn it!
Back to the game, John. And you got me wanting you.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The New Year's march across the globe has now reached eastern Russia. It's already 2025 in New Zealand. And here in the U.S., a million people expected to ring in 2025 in Times Square. ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The NYPD expanding the area blocked off this year in wake of the ISIS-inspired machete attack at a police checkpoint 2 years ago. Drones, bomb-sniffing dogs, and officers in plain clothes will be deployed. The police commissioner is promising a massive presence following the recent attack at a Christmas market in Germany.
In South Korea, Jeju Air CEO Kimmy Bae saying funeral preparations are underway for the 179 people who died when the airline 737-800 crash landed on Sunday. An American NTSB team of experts has arrived in South Korea to assist in the investigation into the crash. Respiratory illnesses like COVID-19, flu, and RSV are surging nationwide. New Hampshire seeing high activity. This is ABC News. Part of New Orleans,